Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody.
Salutations.
Hello.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Very special Mike O'Mara Show on this Wednesday. We're going to be taking your phone calls at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. And we're going to get to your phone calls sporadically throughout the show today because we would love to hear from you. Before we get that started, though, we love our interns.
Yes.
On the Mike O'Mara Show. We truly, truly love our interns. And one of our interns, it's her last day, Rachel from The American University.
Woo!
Is going back home. Where is home? I always forget, Rachel. Where is home?
California, San Francisco.
California.
San Francisco.
Open your gold. I left my heart, the city by the bay. You know, I do a fine tone. You know who Tony Bennett is, don't
yes,
you, Rachel?
Yes, of course.
The city by the bay. Anyway.
Hubba.
Spot on.
Rach, thank you so much. Thank you. Rachel is going back to... by the way, a great radio market that the old Don and Mike Show never cracked. We we surrounded it. Did we have? I think we had San Francisco for a little while.
Sure. Yeah, we did.
But a great radio market. I mean, really one of the great radio markets. And oddly enough, where San Francisco, the city where I purchased my beloved's engagement ring.
Ooh,
at
is that
this
true?
Little, yes, this little diamond building where all the different shops were in one building. I don't know what it was called.
The Diamond District.
Was it Shane Co.?
I'm not sure what it was, Rachel, yeah. But it was all in... I could shop different diamond
San Francisco
wholesalers.
Diamond District.
It might have been the San Francisco Diamond Exchange. It was down in the industrial
Ronnie
area.
Ronnie Mervis is there.
Ron Mervis.
Rachel, let me, before we get to your prepared comedy, which is I'm very excited about, I have to ask you this. When I was out in San Francisco, I've always been a little paranoid about the fact that there's going to be the big one out there, the big, big earthquake. Have you been through any earthquakes during your
great
time?
Great question.
Out there?
Yeah.
Very small, and they've only happened like in the really early hours of the morning when I'm sleeping. So I've woken up in the middle of the night and like had my bed shaking, which was pretty scary. But other than that, no, I haven't
experienced anything crazy. Well, all I know is when I was out there, I went out for 2 weeks to that area. I went out for a week to play golf in the air, maybe 3 days to play golf and also button up this whole diamond thing because Carla was coming out later and got a chance to play Pebble Beach, which was just one of the great
bucket
experiences
list
of my
life.
Couldn't do it today. Couldn't do it today unless, I crowdfunded it. But,
Did you lay the groundwork for the diamond, like, by phone beforehand and say
I know I did a lot of research, and I actually, hoofed it down there and decided that I'd go for it. And then after that, went down to Carmel by the Sea.
Oh.
But I was
so
always freaked out when I was going over the bridges out there, the Bay Bridge or anything. I was always completely freaked out about the idea of the big one hitting, and I don't know why. I guess I'm not alone where people go to the Bay Area and you're just thinking about earthquakes all the time.
Right.
It was ridiculous. It was stupid, but I did. But you love it out there, right?
I do. Oh, yeah. I miss it all the time, and honestly, I'm very excited to be going back.
You're
going to
miss us.
I will, of course.
Yes. Thank you.
All of you.
Thank you.
I say.
All right, let's say, Rachel, I'll give you a question. If D.C. is a 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, what is San Francisco? That's good. Thumbs up. Before we do that, hold on just a second.
Yes.
Let's take our first phone call.
All right.
Oh, look out.
And we're going to get to you in a second, Rachel. We're going to get to you in a second. At 888-920-MORE, let's take our very first phone call on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's go to Arlington, Virginia. Mike O'Mara Show. You're
hey,
on there.
This is Scott from Herndon, Virginia.
Hi, friend.
Scott from Herndon, Virginia. Congratulations. Golf applause for you, my friend, because you are the very first caller on the Mike O'Mara Show, Open Phone Wednesday. So I have to ask you, what do you have? What is your, do you have a question?
Well, actually, I just wanted to say happy 25th anniversary to my wife, my loving wife.
That's good. I'll accept that. All right, goodbye. Thank you. That's
silver anniversary.
You know, it's over.
That's good. Yeah, that was, man, to me. That was no shtick. That was trouble free.
Yeah, but Mike, don't give him too much credit.
I don't want to give him.
Think about this.
Yes.
We've got
timer. I walked over my iPad that has my timer.
What I love about that call is, one, that it came through.
Yes.
Two, that they didn't disappoint, but they did. Because while
I want to say happy anniversary. It's okay.
It's personal. That's a beautiful sentiment.
It is.
But there is a bag that they can write into for that.
There is a mail bag.
Yes.
Now, let me ask this. This is an inside technical question. You gave me the thumbs up, Oscar. So that means they were stacked that time?
Yeah, the minutes are rolling over.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very, very, that's very exciting. Because Sir Slacks-a-Lot, Ponyboy Matt Bloom, was actually scurrying at the last minute to make a little technological adjustment to our telephones. So we'll get back to your phone. Do you want to take one more before we get back to Rachel?
All right.
Okay.
All right. This is dangerous.
You take it, Oscar. Okay. Oscar's running the phones today.
Mike O'Mara Show, you're on the air. Sir?
Hello? Yeah.
You walking around the city doing nothing except for calling the program.
Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes, good morning. I was calling.
Okay, can I ask a question just to start? I don't want to get upset, but what was the malfunction? Did you hear Oscar when he said Mike O'Mara Show before?
Oh, he got scared, Mike. He's still on.
Yeah, I'm terribly sorry. I thought I was on the live broadcast.
You are on the live broadcast.
You're on the live. What is the malfunction, ass? What is the problem? Why are you having trouble understanding? We're talking to you right now.
What's your name, sir? What's your name?
Hold on. I'll do this.
My apologies. My name is Rich. I thought I was listening to the broadcast, not the telephone call. I didn't realize I was live.
Rich, let me say, you're not live because we tape our podcast. That's why we went on Facebook and social media to alert people that we are going to be taking these phone calls, you see. Now, if you're watching the stream, there's also going to be
a little delay
or listening to the stream. So that's not going to work either. So you have to throw out the fact that you're going to listen to yourself. You have to you have to basically not listen to your radio. Do you understand
Listen
that?
To your phone.
Yes. Turn your radio down. You are live.
Or your phone or your computer.
All right.
Rich.
Yes, I have done that.
Okay, Rich, what do you have for
us? That's it. Thank you very much. That's all the time he gets. That's my second one. And you know what? Look, there are people in our listening audience that are not going to be disappointed at that. They're going to be happy that that is back.
No mercy, Mike. No mercy.
Mike, you can't have a dumbass like Rich.
I'm keeping score, and what happened is this. First call, a pleasantry. Second call, a learning moment.
Right.
And so who knows what the third call will bring?
And Oscar, if we've got one in the wings, you give me the thumbs up.
Yes.
And if you've got...
the lines are locked, Mike.
Yes.
Okay, the lines are locked.
Yes.
The lines are locked. What does that mean, the lines are
locked?
They're full. All four are full.
Okay, I don't understand that term.
Well, that's a very youthful way to say it. Okay,
the lines are locked. One more, and then we'll get back to Rachel.
Okay.
One more,
okay.
Because it is open phone Wednesday. Go ahead, Oscar.
Mike O'Mara Show, you are on the air.
Hi, this is Kiki Kay with my first graders, and we have something to say to Oscar.
Oh, this is exciting. Go ahead, Kiki. This is exciting.
Yep.
Oscar, Danilo, Jimmy.
Did you hear us?
It said, I heard Oscar Santana, and then I didn't hear the other part.
No, say it again.
Oscar, Danilo, Jimmy.
Did you get it wrong?
He's keeping Spanish? It tight.
Oh,
keeping it
in
tight.
Spanish.
Is that what it was? Did you hear it, Rob?
I did not understand Spanish. I took French.
Is that what he said? Keeping it tight?
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. Woo! That's great. Wow. Fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Kiki. That was a Kiki with a first grader. That's with their first.
That's solid.
That's good.
That's fun.
I'll take that. I'll accept that. It's going to be a long show.
We've had the pleasure. You know, we've had the pleasure of meeting Kiki in person several times, right. And I'm glad that that call got through, so now she can let the child out of the cage.
That's very exciting.
Yes.
You might want to bring that level up a little bit on the phone.
You bet.
Our listeners, and more importantly, me, so we can hear that.
Okay.
All right, Rachel, now that we've been messing around with our phones, and listen, we're still taking your phone calls, so if you can't get through, that means we're stacked up, but we will continue to take your phone calls. Let's get Rachel with her prepared comedy.
Oh, yes. I have a theme song for it.
Oh, very exciting. Ah, very good.
Because she is Miss Connection. Miss Connection. It's Miss You.
Miss Connection. That's wonderful. Hi, Rachel.
Hello. I'm Miss Connection.
Well done.
Rachel is Miss Connection. Oh, that's great, Rachel. I'm so excited about that. What can you tell us, Miss Connection?
So there is this part of Craigslist where basically people who had misconnections with other people who they do not know will write like, hey, saw you. They don't know each other. And they'll write things like, hey, saw you in this outfit. If you want to meet up, let's get together. It's a unfortunate and kind of creepy part of Craigslist. So,
and sometimes, correct me if I'm wrong, you know, and that's been around for a while, it can be somewhat romantic too. I mean, if there's somebody,
well,
you could write a screenplay about it. If, you know, I saw you and I it was an instant connection and I was never able to get in touch with you. Yes, Austin.
There is a spectrum on misconnections that goes, it really goes from hopeless romantic,
yes,
to serial killer.
And yeah, right in the middle, yeah, just yeah, hopeless.
And horribly, where it's just, yeah, I saw you and it was just this physical connection we had and then bingo, scary. So what, why did that strike your fancy there, Rachel?
Well, I was going through a lot of them and I realized that there are certain places that
are hot zones.
That are hot zones.
Oh,
and
yes.
One of these hot zones is a gym. I believe it's Largo Gold's Gym.
Oh.
And I don't
the Largo, Largo Gym is, yeah, where this happens a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. There have all been, right, like, very good.
Largo is a D.C. suburb for people from out of town.
Yes,
and
it is.
I wouldn't call it a premier suburb of,
no,
the D.C. area, but it's,
oh,
nice.
Oh, that is so elitist.
Well, he's from Leesburg.
That,
well,
is,
no,
so elitist. Right. How dare you say that? Now, you could have handled that in a much more sensitive way.
This is
way.
True, Rob.
How would you, yes, explain Largo to people that have never been there?
How would I
yes,
explain that?
Yes.
I would explain it with song. Good time, anytime
you
need a payment.
Good time. Thank you very much. You see, okay? I didn't have that handy.
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes, you know, you can be in one area of Largo and you can move to a better area of,
sure,
Largo.
Where we're moving on
to the south. Yeah. Largo's where the Capitol Center,
yes,
used,
yes,
to be.
And don't forget Wild World, which is now, Wild, I believe, World, a Six Flags.
But it's, so the Largo Gold's Gym would be... I would imagine that that would be an interesting area to work out. I'm just kind of curious
it's
about
fine.
That. I think I've done. I love my sound.
What have you found?
Yes.
Yes, I'm going to read four of the better ones that,
okay,
I found.
Oh, good. And first, you know what? In a way, you're helping these people out.
I think so. I agree. I'm raising awareness to them. So.
And their possible connection.
And their possible connection. A lot of times I don't think they actually meet up, which is unfortunate.
That is sad.
Do you have any music we could play for
them? I do, as a matter of fact.
I do. I do. I've got some music.
Oh,
okay,
you do?
We're playing.
Go ahead. No, go with yours.
No, that's quite all right.
You're perhaps not sure you want to play your music?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Good morning.
I'm, okay, not sure I want to play the...
Rachel,
all right,
what's your first one?
So first one says, you were walking your cat around Meridian Hill Park, which was one of the crazier things I saw that day. Anyways, I asked you out, but you said you had a boyfriend. Putting this out there in case you change your mind and do not really have one.
Oh.
All right, if I can stop for a second,
sure,
imagine the concept of walking a cat. Would that be with a leash? You know, I don't see that very often
I
down
see it with
here
a leash
in Cocoonville.
Yeah. You know who, you used know, to walk his cat?
I. Did he?
Yes, but never on a leash. I believe
never on a leash in his backyard.
He claimed that the cat was so magnificently trained that it would follow voice commands.
Yeah, spectacular.
Yes.
Okay, so, all right, that's interesting. All right.
Cats wouldn't like a leash. I don't even think cats really like collars.
A cat on a leash is something that you really got to have to work towards. It's
yeah,
that's actually that's my progressive album that I'm still in the studio working on.
Cat on a leash.
Cat on a leash. Cat on a leash. I like that. All right, what's next? Give us another one.
All right, second one. The caption for this one is, "You told me you were old enough to be my mother." And then it goes, "We were at a dubstep show. You kept staring at me while dancing with your husband. You know I wanted you, but somehow, out of all the seats and people there, you ended up sitting beside me. And I said you were hot, and your mouth dropped open, and you gave me a kiss face. I know it's weird, but I couldn't. Your husband pulled you away. I just want to talk again. Hit me up if you ever see this."
Let me give you my scenario.
Yeah,
okay?
You got that?
I would love to be the husband and discover this, and then I would create the fake persona to find this person. I wouldn't want to beat them. That's not what I would want to do. I would want to horribly embarrass them and just put them into, you know, that's a nasty individual.
Yeah, how dare they?
Knowing the lady is married, yeah. The older lady is with her older husband, and he's making googly eyes because he thinks he's such a stud.
What are they doing? And what are they doing at a dubstep show anyway? I think they should be carded for being too old.
I agree.
Well, no, to be at a dubstep show. You don't know how old they are. They're probably not old at all.
She could be 30. He could be 24.
Yeah, that's right. And she probably said that because she's being a little self-deprecating.
Yeah.
She's got class. She'll never respond to that.
Oh, she has class.
Thank you very much. Well, it's not her fault, Rob.
No, you're right. You're right.
Don't blame her for being hot.
That's right. She's guilty of being hot.
You know, he has to put it on the woman. He can't do it. You can't separate it. All those turned down dates in high school.
That's right.
Let's move
and Mike,
right along.
It wasn't just girls. Guys didn't want to hang out with me either.
Well, I thought you took a lot of courage to pivot in your sophomore year.
Thank you.
Anyway,
everyone loved to see me pivot.
That's right. Next pivot. One, Rachel.
All right, moving on to our third one. You walked behind me down Nutley for a bit. Great gams. Come by and hang out. Just moved here a few days ago. Need new friends. Smiley face. I think that is the worst way to go about meeting someone.
Yeah, he stalked you.
And also, if you say
just moved here a couple of days ago because I was driven out of my previous city because of a sexual predator.
And the fact that he's using the word gams means that he's probably 80 years old.
Rachel, let me ask you this because you're a college student and you're not really officially out in the real world yet, but you are old enough. You're considered an adult. Let me ask you this question: do you know of people or any circumstances where someone would deign to respond to that type of? Obviously, people put it on Craigslist because people respond. Could you ever imagine responding to something like that?
Absolutely not. No.
Terrifying to me. Yeah. I mean, really,
it's
scary to me.
I watched a really funny Louis C.K. episode last night about how he was talking about how women are so brave for just like going out with men who hit on them at bars and stuff. Like, you just what?
Yeah, because you don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know. You really don't know with when you're on social media or
even
you're on
scarier.
A dating app.
Even
right?
Especially when it's Craigslist, you know? Yeah. I mean, it's not like they don't have a track record at that place, you know, put the person in prison. All right, you got one more for us?
Yep, last one. Guy wearing fedora who rescued the weepy girl from a rundown hotel. You had lots of books and a cat that stares at people with its mouth open. I thought you were pretty cool and thought we could text some more. If this is you, text me a pic of the cat.
Wow.
So, proof of life. Know what? Here's what I love about this one. This last one to me is probably the most enlightening. All right, so here's a guy rescuing the weepy girl, probably his girlfriend, who's very upset and probably a handful. And this guy is trying to be the knight in shining armor. Meanwhile, he's looking at the hot girl with the books going, I so wish I was in that relationship. This might be the only guy I sympathize with in this particular circumstances. But once again, a cat.
Yeah, and you know what's creepy about it? Maybe all he really wants is a picture of the cat. if you know what I mean.
Once again, though, Rachel, give her a round
of
applause.
Yeah,
we're going to miss you. Miss Connections.
Rachel, of all the interns, what did she say?
Miss Connections signing off.
Yes.
Miss Connections signing off. Of all the people, I could see Miss Rachel you know, being on this side of the microphone and doing a good job of it. Before we go to break, because we haven't even opened the show yet.
Right.
Let's do one more, Oscar.
All right. Let's go to...
It is Open Phone Wednesday.
Michael. Michael Maris Show. You're on the air.
Hey, this is Mike Hansen of the famous Anime Night Hansen.
Hey, the Swingers.
Oh, nice.
Oh, the next door neighbor for Pony.
Yeah.
Fantastic. How's your wife?
Well, actually, that's kind of part of why I'm calling. It was a few years ago today that I proposed to my wonderful wife, so I wanted to say I love you, sweetheart.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Oh, dedication.
That's wonderful. And you know what? I can't think of a better way to celebrate your proposal the day you got engaged than having a threesome with Pony. That's fantastic.
Thank
and
you.
That's a great way to say that's one of your neighbors, Pony.
Uh-huh.
You got to feel
one
good
of my
about
best
it.
Friends.
Yeah. She likes to share, I heard.
Yeah,
sharing doesn't is it make nice, you feel though. It's a nice little departure from you from the 10 minutes ago when you almost
single-handedly we've come full circle.
Absolutely.
All right,
everything's great.
Start the show, Rob. Let's get going. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hey. That staycation beard's really taking shape, Dad. It's starting to trap food.
Yep. It's gone from itching to bitching.
And you're still rocking the sweats.
Every day this week.
Same underwear.
What underwear? Hold that thought.
Do I have to?
Mayor's office, City of Philadelphia.
I'm sorry, I just got down. My computer crashed, and we got 4 pallets of hinges from Taiwan with faulty riveting.
At least your story's riveting.
It's clever, I'll tell you later.
Hey, why is the minivan in the driveway?
You parked me in this morning. I was running late for a meeting, so I just took Haley's Corolla.
Fun.
Would be if it didn't smell like the inside of Bob Marley's laundry hamper. Anyway, I've got a bunch more calls to make. I'm not gonna have time to cook tonight.
We could go out. There's that new restaurant, Sliders. The gimmick is they built it on a slant and the waiters all wear socks.
That doesn't sound good at all. Can you just order something?
Yeah, you got it.
Don't forget, you have to watch Joe while we have company.
Again?
Yes, again. What is the problem?
He always wants to watch his show Mystery Kids with a Z. It's insufferable.
Now you know what I felt when I had to watch your favorite show.
Masterpiece Theater?
It was hosted by a creepy puppet.
That was Alan Cumming.
Hi, Jane. You have to add 2 more chairs.
For who?
I also invited my friend Dana and her husband, Reese.
Reese? Who's Reese?
I just told you, Dana's husband. I met her at the PTA lunch, and she's the only woman in the anti-bullying campaign that I don't want to punch in the face.
Why would I want these people in my house messing up my poker game?
Maybe you'll meet new friends.
We've been over this before. I don't want any new friends. I have the exact right number of friends.
Jay, your friends have been around since before the movies could talk. I don't think it's the worst idea to start getting some backups.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Fiverr Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. If you're here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by Avant. In this world we live in, the truth is that sometimes very hardworking folks need a little extra. And you know what? Banks don't always make it fast, and they don't make it easy. And sometimes these expenses come up so quickly, you want to do something, you need the money to do it, and I've got a solution for you. Avant. Finally, there's a company that gets it. Sometimes average folks like you and me just need a little extra money, maybe a car or home repair. You just don't have it, and you don't want to, you know, go through the hoops you need to go through with a bank to get it. Avant to the rescue. Avant provides access to unsecured personal loans from $1,000 to $35,000. Now, you don't even have to set foot in a bank branch. You simply go to avantoffer.com. That's A-V-A-N-T, offer.com. Check your competitive rate. Checking your rate is risk-free with no effect on your FICO score. All you do is complete your application. It takes minutes, literally minutes, and the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. It's that fast, and really it helps out the guy that might need a little extra every now and then. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this offer and to check your rate risk-free, go to avantoffer.com and enter the promo code TMOS. Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited by ACH for delivery next business day, approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details. Wonderful. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are experimenting with our brand new overly priced phone system that we got in here. It's taking your phone calls. We're going to do that on the show today. And by the way, we're debuting this for the purpose of you knowing that we will be occasionally taking phone calls from this point forward. We have our new number, which is 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. And this is the first day we're making a big deal about it because we want it to be a regular part of the show that we do that. So without further ado, before I get to telling my latest embarrassing story, I will kick it over to Oscar Santana, who's got some more phone calls waiting in the wings.
Yes.
In order of appearance, let's go to line four. Mike O'Mara Show, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Joel Rogers, who was just mentioned on a couple episodes.
Joel, I'm glad you called.
Oh, the
pilot. Joel is a pilot for Delta.
Delta.
Yeah.
Joel, you reached out to me, and I'm really glad because you had been traveling and were behind on the podcast, and your name came up the day we were talking to about Al Roker mentioning the fact that he went into LaGuardia. And, Rob, I believe it's five aborted
landings.
He
said he claimed five aborted landings. Everyone, ha, 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 here's Savannah.
Yeah, and they just didn't make a big thing. So I was wondering whether that was even possible, that if you ever knew of that. And then you wrote me a nice email about aborted landings and say it's not exactly out of the norm. It happens, but isn't five a little much, I would
Absolutely.
Think?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't think I've done five in the last 3 years. You know, wow. I'll do one, maybe two in a year. Now, I practice them all the time in the simulator, but that just seems very unusual. And the other thing is, if you can't get in after two or three attempts, what makes you think the fourth or fifth one's going to go any differently? Which I question that judgment of why do you even try at that point?
Yeah, and I see, you can say you would question the judgment of the pilot. I would question the sincerity of Al Roker. It just would seem to me. Well, because what he said on the Today Show, he said they did four approaches, that they pulled off four approaches, and then they diverted to Baltimore, right? Was it Baltimore?
I believe that's right, yeah.
To refuel, and then came back and did a fifth one and finally got in. And that just, and I've flown into LaGuardia. All the guys on this show have flown into LaGuardia. Mm-hmm. And that's one of those small, problematic little approaches. Although, you guys work on it all the time, right? You've flown into LaGuardia.
It's a very space-constrained airport, and they're crossing runways. Most airports have parallel runways. You can do simultaneously, and LaGuardia doesn't. Mm. So I understand LaGuardia is challenging, and I will say in the last 10 years of flying jets, there was one flight where I did two go-arounds because of weather, but I've never gotten anywhere near five. So
Joel,
is
it common because now they can predict weather more accurately that they would be more likely to cancel the flight than put it in a situation where a landing has to be altered?
That's part of it. And most of my go-arounds, I usually average one or two a year, and almost all of them are because of traffic. The guy in front of you slows down a little bit too soon or something, or doesn't make the first taxiway and rolls down a little further on the runway. And, the airports are so busy, they're trying to cram people as close as they can. So almost every one of my go-arounds is because of traffic, not because of
traffic on the ground.
Wow.
And they're stacking people up, or somebody's going slow in front of you. I should also give Joel Rogers some credit. He's been on the show before where he actually came into the studio. But Joel, when we had the book Open Mic, because Joel is a pilot, he took pictures
of
the book.
He went on tour.
Internationally.
Open Mic every year. Most regular listeners of the show know this guy. They know who we're talking about. But Joel, I'm glad you called because I wanted to just say you've been such a wonderful supporter of the show, and we truly appreciate everything you do for us, and thanks for being on the show today. We appreciate the phone call.
Well, thanks for keeping me busy here on my overnight. I'm actually stuck in a hotel for the next 30 hours. So
bang some stewardesses, Joel. Bang some stewardesses.
Yeah, and you know what? It's me and a captain. The stewardesses had 10 hours, and they're at the airport, and they're gone. So I never see any flight attendants.
You never get any luck. All right, thanks a lot, Joel. We appreciate
Thank
that.
You
thanks for the call.
It.
We
Thank
appreciate
you.
That.
Mike, that's why he spends all of his time on roller coasters. He has to get the energy out.
The nervous sexual energy.
Let's go to Heather. Michael Mara Show, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
No.
You don't sound like a Heather to me.
Hi, Heather.
Heather?
No, Heather. It's Francesco from New Jersey. How are you?
Francesco. It says Heather on his caller ID. That's what I'm going
with. Oh, so Heather's like his sugar mama pays for his cell phone bill.
So does Heather pay for your cell phone, pal?
No, I work for it. She's my wife, so she pays for it.
She probably just deals with the bills. Don't get upset, Francesco. It's a progressive society. She can pay the bills.
Yeah.
Carrie.
Hey, Francesco, what can we do for you on the Mike O'Mara Show today?
I just want to thank you guys for all the years of laughter, fun. I think you guys are doing an awesome job. I mean, I can listen to you guys for 2 hours, 3 hours. I mean, are you guys ever thinking of maybe pushing 45 more minutes? I know you guys have that.
All right, we got to go. Thanks a lot, Francesco. We appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Okay. All right.
The guy wanted more.
He wants more.
He just wanted more, Mike. More.
Yeah.
More show.
Okay, well, I'll make that happen. Just bring a big suitcase down to the studio on Wisconsin Avenue in Washington, D.C. Pay us and we'll do it. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. We got to take a break. More of your phone calls. You know, it's not live. We're taping this show, but a lot of people know about it. It's 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673 if you're listening to the stream. We got them stacked up.
They're locked.
They're locked and loaded. And Oscar's doing a good job with the phones. Pony, how you feeling? A little relieved?
Oh, it's great, Mike. What a wonderful day.
Yes, very good. Thank you very much. Yeah, well, it's just tradition on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun right here on Open Phone Wednesday. Next stop,
WDGH. Welcome back to the Ratchet Power Hour here on WDGH. I'm your host, Pastor Herman Vaughn, and to my left, as usual, is Deacon Mermel Steenley.
Good day, brothers and sisters.
Now, before we get back to that lovely hymnal music, it is our duty to shine the judging light of truth on some of the most offensive filth on the air today.
That's right. Some of our righteous warriors have sent a clip of the latest bile the heathens over at the Mike O'Mara Show have spewed.
Now, before I play this, I beg of you, if there are any children around, please cover their ears.
Let's all do our top three. Top three celebrities, if you could... Top three celebrities. It's a tough question. It requires a little bit of thought, but who would it be?
Paul McCartney. Last night.
Be the top of your list if you could any celebrity.
Yeah, now that I've you, yes.
Aww, thank you very much. Good answer.
Isn't that sweet?
What a sweet. Isn't he nice?
What That's a sweet, sweet answer.
Yeah.
I mean, you've technically Jerry, right? So, I mean, haven't you really?
Sorry, multiple times.
Jerry.
Another guy who I think would be really cool to would be Herb Alpert. I'm not even sure what I'd say to him. I would like to Dave Grohl. I think he would be a lot of fun.
Okay, turn it off. I have heard absolutely enough of this nonsense.
Oh, it's garbage. We implore you, brothers and sisters, do not download the TMOS app.
And if for any reason you find yourself on the website MikeOmeraShow.com, do not click on the Amazon banner at the top of that page, because these heathens, they do not need any of our hard-earned money. Now, go in peace.
Do we get a credit on that one?
Do you remember the anonymous pair that did the Bolivian promo?
Yeah.
They prefer to remain anonymous, but their work is strong.
Mm-hmm, I love people having fun with that. Keep them coming. Fantastic. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Headspace. I want to tell you about Headspace guided meditation. And guided meditation is something that, I'll be honest, I was a little cynical when I heard it the first time until I tried it. And instantaneously, I realized it was something that can help me. It's very, very significant to relax and get your mind right. And with guided meditation, 10 minutes a day with the brand new Headspace app, you can make meditation simple. It's like a gym membership in your own mind. Guided meditations that you listen to, you can do it whenever you want, wherever you want. You can do it on your phone. It's been around for thousands of years. It improves your focus. It creates relationship harmony. Not to mention decreased anxiety, lowered stress, all these good things for your mind. And in the busy world we live in, everybody's stressed out, and this can help. Join over 5 million users already getting some Headspace for free right now with the new Headspace app. Download the free Headspace app and begin their Take 10 program for 10 days of guided meditation at headspace.com/TMOS. That's headspace.com/TMOS. The Take 10 program is 100% free, and it's a way to experience the benefits of meditation in your busy modern life. Train your mind for a healthier, less stressed life. Start your free trial today at headspace.com/TMOS. That's headspace.com/TMOS. Get some Headspace today. Welcome back to Open Phone Wednesday. I'm not prepared to even approach getting happy yet.
Do
and
not.
That was my,
no.
That was my prime directive about these phone calls. But very nice to reach out to some regular listeners that have called in. And I say we might as well dive right back in. I have no problem
okay,
doing that.
Okay, this
right,
poor listener has been holding for over 20 minutes.
Aww.
Let's go. Line 6, turn down your TV, radio, computer.
Turn down the show, please.
And listen to your telephone.
All right, very good. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the show. Who's this?
This is SDM from Winchester, Virginia.
Ooh, SDM. Leave it.
SDM.
Stephen Douglas McIntyre, leave it to you to call and have your computer or radio up.
Yep.
Nope, it's down. It's muted.
Hey, okay.
All right. Hey, you know, how's your secret society going, Steve?
The Pro Vs I sent you last week, were they real or fake?
You know, were they in a bag?
I do not know how they delivered them.
Steven, the reason I didn't respond to your message and I got it is because I wasn't sure. When we had that discussion about counterfeit golf balls, I received 3 packages of golf balls, and one of them I threw away because it came in a box with the golf balls in a bag. And when I opened, I didn't tell this story.
No.
Because I thought we were a little golf ball heavy. But and I don't know if these are yours or not, but they weren't in a box. They were in a bag.
Loose. They were loose.
They were loose like you get in golf stores where you get the loose balls.
Range balls.
And I think that they're recovered balls from water hazards. Yeah. People sell those on the secondhand market. I don't know where these came from, but all I know is when I opened the box, there was this unbelievable stench that was like poop and fish. Oh, I'm glad that's amusing to you, Steve. But they were, and I don't know if those came from you or not. Where did you order your golf balls from?
It was a Groupon that I couldn't pass up.
Groupon.
That probably sounds legit. I think I've got a couple of regular boxes of golf balls that I got. But I don't know.
I get a lot of Groupons too, Steve. Is that the one for the Poop and Fish Pro Shop?
Poop and Fish
Pro Shop. The sentiment, SDM, the sentiment is nice.
Lovely.
But Mike doesn't do secondhand balls.
Right.
Secondhand. And I don't know if they're from you or not. Did you send a note with them? I mean, you're usually pretty open about sending stuff, and you've been very generous to me and my family over the years. But I don't have an answer for you because I don't know if you sent the poop fish balls.
You know, I didn't even notice that they gave me an option to do a note. I just, you know, went on Groupon, typed
in your address,
and sent them on their way.
That's, they just cared about you, wanted to do something special.
You got them last Tuesday, according to the, you know, delivery thing.
Yeah. Stephen Douglas McIntyre is the curator, the founder, the president of the TMOS fan page, and does a great job with that, is very, very active, and a big supporter of the show and has been for a long time. And we appreciate your support, but you're extremely boring on the telephone.
Thanks,
SDM. There you go.
Thank you.
Take care.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Mike, you know, speaking of the mail, keep an eye out. A package went out for you yesterday via our P.O. box.
Okay.
That is from the TMOS Elite Whiskey Society.
Really?
Now that is
our friend, one of them, Dirk Vastrick, who's part of that.
One of the movers and shakers there.
I love these little offshoots of subgroups from the fan page. They're really, really terrific, but that's a lot of fun. Let's see if we can get a livelier caller there, Oscar.
Oh, good luck with that.
Mike O'Mara Show, you're on there.
Hey, a Zoolander.
Zoolander!
Hey, congratulations, Zoo. How are you?
Hey, doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, and let's Eric Zoolander, I should point out, is getting married in July. We're very thrilled for you. Former intern on the Mike O'Mara Show. Zoolander, how's life treating you? How's everything going?
Also happening in July, I'll be moving into a house.
Ooh. Hey.
Wow.
A house where?
I'm just waiting for if Rob wants to say.
Oh, he's ramping up.
I'm choosing my moment because there's okay. been a couple. There's been right. a couple, but let's see if we can't do better.
Okay. All right.
No. Yeah, we bought a house in Fairfax. So
congratulations.
Did you want to stay in Virginia or did you look in Silver Springs?
Virginia is great, Rob, as you know.
I do. It's the best.
He didn't give you the FU. He didn't give you the FU right away.
I feel so unfulfilled.
You're getting hitched in July, moving in a house. Life is good for you. And now that you've gotten out of this horrible radio podcasting arena, things are moving
fast. It's all debits and credits.
For you.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, I just want to let all the interns know anything is possible.
Thanks, Zoo. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Appreciate it.
Take care.
See you soon.
Moving right along. Take it away, Oscar.
Let's go to... It says Sonic? I'm not sure. Sonic is... The Mike O'Mara Show, you're on there.
Hey, it's Patrick.
Patrick. Oh.
From North Carolina.
Whoa.
Hi, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Michael.
Patrick.
Hey, guess what I do? Hey, Oscar, see this? Yeah, there you go.
No
hey,
mercy.
Bye.
Hi. How
that
are you?
That man was on hold for over 20 minutes.
Yeah, you know what? He's not missing anything. Listen to him. He's a zero.
No, he broke a prime directive. Michael.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Dingleberry.
They have to remember the rules.
Dingleberry. Yeah. Hey, Dingle you watch it, Shock Jock.
All right, let's go to Mike O'Mara Show. You're on there.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
We're excited to have you, darling. We're very excited to have you on the show. Thank you.
What's your name?
Yes. Mary Lynn White.
Oh, nice. Ah,
Mary Lynn White. You know, I worked with a man named White. Are you aware of that? I worked with a Bob White. Have you ever heard my impression of Bob White?
Does it sound like this? Bob White?
No, not the bird.
Not like
the bird.
Not like
it
boy.
Sounds like, well, let's bring him in. He's in my garage right now. Can I bring him in? To
yeah, please
to
do.
All right. Greetings to Mary White. I'm Bob White. Here's Willie Nelson to sing for you. Thank you. Thank you, Bob. Thank you very much.
That's great. So that's nice Bob you White. Put him in the garage.
Mm-hmm. Bob White, Mary Lynn White, was a disc jockey that I hired way back in the day when I was a country program director. We worked on a country station. Bob White, because I was desperate to fill the chairs with disc jockey bodies, Bob White came to me from a beautiful music background where they would play the elevator music and they would say, here's Mantovani, and now the 1001 Strings, or whatever it was. He had that delivery and he never changed his delivery. So that's the story of Bob White, and I must ask you, what is your story,
ooh,
Mary Lynn?
I never go on elevators because of that kind of music. That's part of my story.
Are you afraid? Are you legitimately afraid of elevators?
No, I was just kidding.
No, she was doing shtick, Mike. She was just doing shtick. She was doing prepared comedy.
A little.
Yes.
Right, thank you. I just tried to do a little. Yeah.
All right. What can we do for you?
My story is I'm a 61-year-old. Huge fan of all of you guys, and I have a great life, and I ride my bike when I'm not working, and I'm at the office now and had to shut the door so they wouldn't hear me screaming.
Oh, that is so
what do you do
wonderful.
For a living, Mayor?
I work for a company that has programs to build young children's social emotional skills, and
oh,
I think
nice.
A little bit about young Michael because he's coming up to the age of some right. of our stuff.
Yeah, that's
and
good. That's good. Let me ask you this. Hey, let me ask you. What do you wear when you're working out?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
Now we're
talking. What did you? I'm sorry. I won't do that. I will be.
Sheer
you know what?
Candy.
I've grown old. It's been. Let me just say, phone calls for me have just reawakened my inner DJ. You see, and I can't help myself. So, Mary Lynn White. What were you saying about what you do with children?
Well, we help build social emotional skills so that they'll be ready to be successful in life. So they can do things like solve problems and
set them up for success.
Talk about their feelings, stuff like that.
That's wonderful. Well, perhaps when he gets to be the proper age, his third birthday is coming up July 19th. Could I send him to you for a few months?
Yes, that right. is the age. That's the age when our stuff really does start. And I've got a couple of free things that I could make you aware of that will help you in your parenting.
Yeah,
so you know what? I'll take any advice I can get because, to be honest, being a 56-year-old father, it'll be 57 when he turns 3.
Yeah, you add them together, that's 60.
I need all the help I can get, Mary Lynn White.
Well, we all do. We all do. And so I will I'll send you a Facebook message with a few little resources, free handouts, and some really neat blogs about being present with children and screen time, in, outside, all that stuff. Really important right now.
I love that. You know, please do that. Please do that, darling. That is very sweet of you. And thank you so much for being the caller on our debut episode of Open Phone Wednesday. I appreciate that, Mary Lynn.
Thank you so much for letting me get through. It only took me 12 times.
Yay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Mary Lynn White. That's it. I can't be mean to that lady. She's just too nice.
I had so many ways to get her off the phone, but I stopped myself. You know why, Mike? She's educating today's future.
And I'll take a blog or a link on something that'll help me be more engaged, because he's a little more high strung than my daughters were. And I think boys are a little more wound up, and I want every tool that I can possibly use. We're going to take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, more. I cannot believe it. We're going into another segment. More of your phone calls. Stunning, but true. You're listening to Open Phone Wednesday, and it's actually working on the Mike O'Meara Show. We'll be right back.
I dig it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. I was surfing Touch of Modern again today. They have some of the most amazing watches on Touch of Modern. If you're a watch geek like I am, you can surf for hours, and it's also in your wheelhouse financially. Whatever you want, if you want to spend a lot of money or a little money, Touch of Modern is the place to go. They also have this very cool, it's a workstation that you can take. Almost looks like a TV tray, but it's ultra-modern, designed for your all your gadgets, and you can use that. I'm talking about touchofmodern.com with all the latest trends across fashion, tech, and decor, and the best prices anywhere. touchofmodern.com. Check it out. I love this website. They will connect you directly with top designers with timeless and truly unique products. They scour the globe for unique design-focused products to elevate your style. Touch of Modern, always changing each and every day. Each item on the site is hand-selected to grab your attention. Tech gadgets, sleek iPhone cases, accessories, new and vintage watches, sexy home decor, even men's fashions and accessories designed to get you noticed. They've got it all. Plus, with loads of new sales literally launching every single day, Touch of Modern is the one website to improve your lifestyle. Right now, our listeners get immediate access to these deals when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today, because tomorrow it'll be different. That's how life rolls in the fast lane. Welcome back to Open Phone Wednesday. Interesting. Kind of an eclectic mix.
Best mix, really.
Yeah,
with all the hits.
Or, you know, I mean, I want to tell you about my little embarrassing moment, but I'd rather just go right back to the phone calls and kick it over to Oscar.
Let's go to our next caller. You're on there, the Mike O'Meara Show.
Good morning, gentlemen. Mike, first of all, condolences on your mother.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
This is Mark, the medical officer from the training ship Golden Bear.
The Golden Bear. I wear your hat. I wear your hat all the time. I love that hat. That's my favorite hat.
And it just makes my heart go pitter-patter when I see you wearing that hat.
Oh, God. Lonely on the boat, isn't it, sir?
It's very lonely on the boat. So the boat is leaving, and we're going to go to Fort Lauderdale. And then from Fort Lauderdale, we're going to the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico. And I just wanted some advice from Mike, because I have to do a medical port briefing for our cadets. And I'm just wondering what's more dangerous, the Zika virus or the way old people drive in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, my God. You know what? I will say right now, the imminent threat would be the way old people drive in Fort Lauderdale. I legitimately was talking to somebody about that. I was getting my hair cut yesterday, and the barber was telling me, she was talking about driving down here and how it thins out after April, after Easter, actually. But the problem is, and my buddy Jerky came down from D.C., and he said to me, it's 70 or it's 30. And you'll get out on the main drag, and you get young people that are so out of their minds, frustrated with the old people, that as soon as the traffic breaks free, they'll go 90 miles an hour. The Florida crackers and their pickup trucks, and the little Kias, you know, that are flying all over the place. And then you'll look to your left, and you'll see like a Lincoln from 1993 that's going 12 miles an hour in the left-hand lane. So I would tell, be careful in Fort Lauderdale. But I would say there's a third element to this, sir, and that would be, of course, you have to warn those young men about contracting social diseases.
Yeah.
I thought I should point
those that run out. Rampant in the senior community, you know.
Oh, they do. That's right, in assisted living facilities.
They do. They do. That.
It's very
good. Should
very
I issue
sad.
Them condoms and Viagra then?
First funny caller. Thank you very much. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Stay safe on your boat. Thank you.
Boat.
Thank you very much.
They
that's
hate
wonderful.
When you call them boats.
The boat, your ship.
Your ship, right, yeah.
Right. Let's go to the next caller. You're on there, the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, TMOS. This is Hi. Chucko the Clown in Bakersfield, California. And I want to announce I've been drug-free since March.
Oh wow! I have to say something. I'm not getting happy, and I won't get happy. But
don't get happy, Mike.
I am pleased to this point with the congratulations on being drug free. So do you find that
I actually hung up on him, Mike? I let him go on a high note.
Oh, that's good. That's
yes.
wonderful. I like that.
Yeah.
Like T-Bone
yes.
on Seinfeld. Yeah.
I'm actually of the belief now that we can, everybody that's politely and patiently waiting to get through, we should give everybody a chance.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead. Let's lay the
phone number out there. We've got another caller on the
there.
Line right now.
Take it away.
Please, go ahead. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Tony Lamb.
Tony Lamb.
Tony Lamb.
Hey, Tony. Hey, what can we do for you, Tony?
I just wanted to be the first Asian American TMOS fan to call in. I hope I am the first. If I'm not, I'll hang up on myself right now.
I don't think, is this that this would be the first,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're the first to ever call the podcast.
Well, let's say he
but,
is.
Yeah.
You know, and, but you may be the first on Open Phone Wednesday. And Tony, I know that name. I've seen you on social media. You're a P1. You've been listening for a long time, right?
Yes, and I've been listening since the Morning Zoo days on WAVA. And I met all of you at Mad Fox. Last year.
Tony Lamb.
Oh, that's, I remember Tony,
I
Tony
remember
Lamb.
You.
Good
You're
guy.
A very, very nice man. And what do you think about open phones and taking phone calls from the listening audience? What's your opinion of that?
I haven't been listening. I've been working. I just happened to remember to call now, so I decided to call now. But
you're a very good supporter, and you're a very good listener, and you're a very big supporter of the show, but you're really a terrible caller, Tony. I have to say.
I know I am. I'll hang up on myself right
Thank
now.
You.
Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate
Thank you.
That.
I love it when people say they're going to hang up on themselves.
They're going to hang up on themselves.
Yeah, like to somehow beat you to the punch. Right. Does that sort of diffuse the situation?
It's like,
to them?
You can't fire me.
Well,
I quit.
That's right. You yeah. know, it's to me, it's just like I think that I love the variety. I think the variety pack is fantastic, and I think that's a good thing. And I think I'm ready to take a little break and give out the phone number 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. We'll take some more of your phone calls. But I wanted to share this, and I want to make sure I'm not behind. No, I think I'm on time. I've got
we're
the brakes
okay.
right.
Yeah,
we're
good. Good.
It's a very here's the thing. I am used to taking phone calls when I've got the phones right in front of me.
Right.
And it's a, you know, it's really an example of my inability to relinquish control, which is a symptom of doing a show like this. You know, I never really understood it. Now I do. So it's a little tough to do that because we're kind of communicating with hand signs. I'm not pressing the buttons here.
It's
brand new.
It's a new
system.
It's
a new thing.
Yeah.
So what is the worst thing than having your wife who manages your weight catching you eating a Ben and Jerry's ice cream bar?
I would say
there's no answer to that question.
I would say she catches you with another woman. That's the only other thing.
No, and no, but that wouldn't happen. I would say she catches you with yourself.
What do you mean? I mean, I'm not sexually attractive. Is that
what
you're saying?
What I'm saying is that you're faithful.
I could be on Craigslist and answer an ad where somebody's
He was saying there's no chance in hell another woman would touch you, and that's just rude.
That's the note I passed to Oscar. I would guess that it would be worse than to be caught eating ice cream. It would be worse that she caught you being with yourself, if you know what I mean.
Well, she didn't because she's not here. So I have.
Well, she could have FaceTimed you, and you could have picked up by accident.
I go out and I get my yesterday was errand day, and I went out and got my haircut from the lady at the name of this. I will give them a plug, even though I don't know if I'm going back.
All right,
I think they gave me a fine haircut, but it was a little pricier than I like. But the name of the
salon,
I decided to go to the salon because I saw a commercial for it on the local news, and they said that's where the TV anchor people get their haircut.
Oh,
I'm
no.
a rube. I'm
God. So I'm you rube. Look as good as an anchor in Market 240 now.
I think the hair looks pretty good.
Yeah, it does.
You?
It does.
I think it looks not bad. I went to the La Di Da. Oh. La-ti-da salon.
Like la-di-da-di, we likes to party?
L-A-T-E-E-D-A.
No, La-ti-da. It's more like la-di-da.
Oh.
La-di-da. Did they have pictures of anchors on the wall? Like was there a Morris Jones-looking guy?
It was a really big place with lots of little... they had a lot of heavy wooden furniture that they used for their little barber stalls.
Okay.
So I was whisked into the back, got the haircut, and I was out of there before I could even say Jack's Brat.
Was it a take-your-shirt-off kind of place?
No, it was not a take your shirt off.
Because that's the fancy place.
I hate those places.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
It is so creepy.
No, but I got a shampoo after they cut my hair. They shampooed
that's
it.
That's nice.
And they blew dry it.
Mm.
So, that's the way. So it was a nice experience.
Oh, they offer waxing and sugaring. Look at that.
Sugar. It was very good. Yeah. I don't know what sugaring is.
It's for the diabetics, Mike.
Diabetes. So I wanted it. After that, I decided to get the car washed, and it was down to the local Wishy Washy to get the car washed.
Is that the name of the place?
No, I don't know what the name
is. Oh, they offer massages as well. I'm sorry. Moving on.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That was wonderful.
I wonder if it's the kind of massage that has a clear and definite ending.
Oh, now stop. Behave yourself. So I got the haircut. A little pricey, but I might go back. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Nice place. A little further away than I like to drive for that. But I was fine. I need my wife's prime directive to me when she went away was to get the haircut, which I did. Then I said, all right, got a little time. I will go and get the car washed. And as I walk in, the one thing that I've been keeping the house quite clean.
Yes.
I have been not going out every night and drinking massive quantities of alcohol. So I've been behaving myself. Went out one real night and that's it. That was last Friday. But I've had a little trouble with maintaining the caloric intake where she wants it. Carla restricts my calories. And really, it's been, I haven't gone totally insane, but I haven't been watching it like I should.
How many pounds are you up?
4 pounds.
Okay.
That's the same as 2 days ago.
Yeah.
So you're
maintaining. The same. I'm the same as yesterday, and that's a miracle because I made myself some. I'm eating a lot of ground turkey. And so that seems it. But it's the, when you have one portion or you have seconds, thirds might be, going a little too far. I made myself a little turkey curry improvisational dish that I made with basmati rice.
Basmati.
And I made that on my own, and I ate a little more of that than I should.
Was that a spicy curry?
Not spicy enough as far as I'm concerned. It could have been a little. It's the yellow curry.
Okay.
So I go, but I'm eating. I'm having a cheat occasionally. I go in to the local wishy-washy car wash.
Yeah.
And in many of these places, they have like the air fresheners and they have the little accoutrement for your car.
They want to upsell you while you're waiting.
And so I go over to, and then they have the little ice cream frozen food where they have like Magnum bars and Ben and Jerry's ice cream bars. And I'm like,
I deserve this.
That's it. I hate that line. I deserve this because I'm a fat piece of ass.
I'm good enough and I'm smart enough and people like me.
I've been good.
I deserve this.
It's a treat.
So I grabbed myself a Ben and Jerry's Cherry Garcia. Now, for some reason,
tasty.
My first choice would be your Magnum. Your Magnum ice cream bar is one of the best ice cream bars ever created.
Yeah. Top shelf.
And their advertising campaign really lends to that.
Yeah, it's perfect. I love it. Great. It's a great product. But I said, this is how the weird fat man mind works. It's like, I'm not eating health food. I'm getting a Ben and Jerry's Cherry Garcia ice cream bar. And I don't know if it was yogurt or regular ice cream. Didn't even look.
Mike. Don't need to. They're both great.
And I pay for my car, go over to the frozen food thing, grab the ice cream bar. At this point, because I'm fat, I'm thinking, where can I go with all these people sitting around waiting for their cars where I won't be observed? I'd like to enjoy this. Even if I have 2 feet of private space, I would like to enjoy this without being stared at because
I'm
people
so
are like,
with you.
Oh, look at the fat ass eating the ice cream.
Same reason that I will never eat at an appearance. I don't want people to see me eat. I mean, it's no secret I'm fat. But I don't want people to observe me in my natural habitat.
Fat people eat alone because they don't want people to
see
them eat.
There's
shame. That's it. There's total shame. But I didn't have enough shame where I didn't buy that. Because really, even when I was at the counter paying for it, I could practically hear the eyes going, you don't need that. You don't need that, Tubby Boots. No, put it back.
What if somebody was thinking, maybe they deserve it?
Right.
He's treating himself.
No one says that about a fat person. You know, you don't say that at all. That's just like if you go to a Golden Corral and you see a heifer there. If you see somebody that's like 500 pounds, it's just like, get back in your car. Get back in your car and go to the produce section of your giant food store and get some kale. That's what you say when you see that.
How right? about maybe, a fast?
Maybe they were saying, do you think he's buying it as a gift?
No, they didn't know that because I start to unpeel it as I'm walking away from the counter. And I figure I'll go down the tube, the little hallway where the windows are, where people watch the cars. Because even though I will be dealing with people, they'll be walking by with my back to them. And I'll be able to stand at the window, enjoy my ice cream bar, and no one will see it. So I get the ice cream bar, peel it back, go up to the window. I'm like, okay, this is perfect. And I'm getting ready to blissfully enjoy this. And I have it, my first bite in my mouth, and from back of me, I hear, Michael! And I turn around, and it's the pastor of my church.
Oh, no!
It's the pastor of the church. Hello, Father. Hi, Father. God has sent me an angel to rack me with guilt. There he is. Hello. So I have the bit of chocolate at the corner of my mouth. Hello. Hey, Pastor James. Fancy meeting you here. Oh, I'd love to. And now, under normal circumstances, I'd be excited. This is like meeting a celebrity.
Yes.
This, to me, you know, this is the star of the show every Sunday. I'd love to chat with him. But now, I'm thinking conversation melting.
Sure.
Conversation melting.
You're fighting time.
Yes.
Like an episode of 24.
Fortunately, the Ben and Jerry's ice cream bar was frozen enough, was cold enough where, and I'm in an air-conditioned room,
right.
So everything's cool, and we had the lovely little, and I immediately make a joke, as fat people do, because he doesn't
right away,
a rat's
but you want to get to
ass.
It.
Yeah, diffuse
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just like, oh, God has sent you, Pastor, because I'm eating one of these. And laugh, but probably judging me at the same
gluttony.
Time as he does. My gluttony. Yeah, gluttony, one of the sins, right?
Yes,
that's what I thought he would say, but like, man, we got to work on his gluttony.
Deadly yet. Sin.
So I said to him, I looked him in the eye, I said, well, I'd love to chat with you, but why don't you go preach somewhere because I got to finish this bar. No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what you said to the pastor.
Take
pound
your
sand. Pound sand.
I would say this. If the father saw me, you would say to him, Father, because you didn't go to church this past Sunday either.
Oh, that's right.
Right. Guess what?
And he knows.
You know what? And the thing is, he just went on a vacation.
Big win.
So he said to me something like, sorry, I wasn't there last week, and what do you do to that? I didn't have an answer. I said, I wasn't there either.
Oh, good.
I wasn't there
can't
either.
Can't lie to a priest.
But I got to be this Sunday.
Yeah. Well, you don't want
to. Maybe.
Mike, here's how you fix it. You go, you say, you know what? I don't go when they put in the second stringers.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But I didn't know he wasn't there, so I blew the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then because the guilt kicked in, I said, I'll do the readings. I'll do the prayers for the people. Because
no.
It really meant so much to me with my mom that I really do want to do
that.
Yeah. And I don't want to read the Bible stuff because I'll
but
say,
you
know,
spun out and gave too much.
Yeah.
You know, because I'll say Ecclesiastes Schnatties and make the, you know, and I'll mispronounce the Bible person.
It's my
and I don't
favorite,
want to do that.
My favorite character in the Bible.
Ecclesiastes Schnatties.
Ecclesiastes Schnatties, yeah.
I don't want that to do. All right. Can we take a few more phone calls after we come back? Are they calling in still, or are they not? They're not. Okay, so we got through all the people that waited and did that.
Apologies to the people
stream.
That were on hold over 40 minutes.
Yes, we feel
right,
bad.
We're going to get to this.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa, everybody.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Adrian Garcia.
Nice shout out to an intern.
Yeah, well,
fantastic.
He's not just an intern. He's a gangster.
He's a gangster, yeah. I don't know if he's on this episode or not. What a fantastic promo we've just done for Adrian Garcia. Also, we do some stuff on our show. We talk about one-hit wonders. And Gary has a killer celebrity encounter. You are not going to believe it.
I can't believe it took me this long.
That's what she said. Be sure to check it out. TonyPerkinsShow.com, subscribe on iTunes, and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
You're not a nice man, and buy a t-shirt.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by Vista Print. Vista Print is the best no matter what you need for the home or office. Postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, you name it, Vista Print does it right. But I got to tell you, nothing beats their business card. The best deal in the business, bar none. Right now, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under 10 bucks. Vistaprint cards make it easy and affordable to make a great first impression, and that means your clients will remember you. And isn't that the purpose of a business card, is to be remembered? That's the most important part. They're totally customizable front and back. You can upgrade the card stock and add a fancy finish or even raise print. Use a Vistaprint template or your own logo. Vistaprint will make you look great. They even have custom design services that make sure your design is perfect. Every one of us has designed a card at Vistaprint. And guess what? It's easy, 100% user-friendly, and it always looks sensational. The best customer service, great quality, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. If you are not 100% happy, Vistaprint will make it right. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS. That's promo code TMOS at Vistaprint.com. Remember, TMOS, go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today, and we want to say thank you. This is Open Phone Wednesday, everybody. Before we get to the news, we will take some more phone calls, just one or two, and then we're going to wrap it up. Now, by the way, the whole purpose of doing the Open Phone Wednesday is that our regular phone number, 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673, we'll be open every day on the show.
Yes.
So we tape usually at 10 o'clock Eastern time. And if you're, you know, saying there's something on your mind that you want to get on, I can't guarantee we will always take them, but we will also try to get to some phone calls. You know, a couple of times a week we'll do it on the show, and we'll see how it goes. So, Oscar, you got another
Let's go to the phones. Michael Mara Show, you're on there.
Hey, Pony.
Pony.
Hey, Pony, what's up? This call's for you, Pony. Yeah. Go ahead.
How's it going? What's
your
name?
Hey, Tony, is this, if this is the Michael Mara Show, I can finally die happy, man. I got to talk to the Michael Mara Show. Your guys are great, man. Best thing ever out there.
Well, thank you.
Where are you calling from, sir?
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
And are you an Elvis impersonator? Because you sound a little Elvis-esque.
Am I an Elvis impersonator?
Yes.
Only after I've had a couple of beers and I'm feeling kind of stupid. That's about it.
All right. Well, you've been a long time. What's your first name, sir?
Wes.
Wes. Wes, thank you, and I hope it was everything you wanted it to be.
Everything is great. I've been a listener since actually 1992. And I was actually y'all's court reporter in the old show, like way back in, I think, 94, 95. I got to come down to the studio and sit in and in real time the show and stuff. And everybody was just like, just awesome.
I remember that.
Thank you.
That was funny.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate the phone call. And now with that, Oscar, if you got one more, I'll take one more, but I'd rather get to the news.
Okay, one more, quickly.
All right, one more. Hello, Michael Mara Show. Go ahead.
Hi.
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 What's your name?
Hi. I'm Joelle.
I feel like I'm training myself all over again to do this. You know? I mean, it's been so
Joelle, what are you wearing?
That sounds like the maze. You just sounded like the maze right then. That's terrible. Joelle, what can we do for you?
I just wanted to call and say I love you guys. I listen to you every day, and I'm out here in Reno, Nevada. And I just snuck out of my work to go outside and see if you guys would take my call.
That's wonderful. I gave one last little goose on Facebook during the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because the challenge when you tape a show, there's only a very limited number of people that actually stream it live as
we
speak.
For now.
Those numbers are going to be going up for it because down the road we got some big plans that are going to change that where it's going to be more of a live issue with the app and all that. But we appreciate that because there are a few hoops our listeners have to go through to actually call during the taping
of the show.
You're going to
streamline the process.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate it, Joelle. And is there anything else
we
can do for you?
Well, I saw it on Facebook, so it popped up, and I'm trying to be a P1 listener.
You are, and you're great, and we love you, and thank you very much. Hey, Joelle, I have a question for you. Would you like to introduce the news?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Do it any way you want. Go ahead.
And here's Mike O'Mara with the news of the day.
All right. Well, thank you. That's good. We'll get to the professional.
Don't get crazy.
News.
News.
Thank you very much, Joelle. That's okay.
Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Reno.
That's wonderful. Reno. Fantastic Reno. This could, speaking of Facebook, make Facebook better or much, much worse. Apparently, Facebook is considering adding a tip jar where people can pay you for your brilliant posts.
Oh.
I smell a competition. Anyway, they also might give you a cut of the ad revenue they make when people look at your posts, like YouTube does with videos.
Hey.
There's no word on when they could start doing it, but it's a pretty aggressive attempt to keep from losing users to places like Snapchat, so it could happen quite soon. And I'd just like to say, Mr. O'Mara is always looking for another source of income.
That's right.
Always an opportunity.
As Mike is seated at the piano bar of Facebook with the tip jar up, the big brandy snifter.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Drop a buck in. Help a guy out.
By the way, if they do that with Facebook, you can count on my wife being pregnant 10 or 12 more times, and my mom will die 4 or 5 more times. Mariah Carey is on tour in Europe, and she recently rented a mansion in Lake Como, Italy. That's roughly 10 minutes from where George Clooney hangs out. You've heard of Lake Como through him. Well, she was living it up. The New York Post says she threw a party while she was there, and the theme was Mariah Carey.
Oh, that's nice.
Jesus. You know, does she sound like the ass of asses? Doesn't she really?
Well, she kind of has the ass of asses, so she gets
away with
it. About
40 people showed up, and all of them were dressed like her. Even the men. In fact, the only person who wasn't dressed as Mariah was Mariah.
Of course not, because she wants to be
stand
different.
Out even further. Attention on me. For whatever reason, the reason is she wants attention. That's what she wants. She went as her alter ego, Bianca. I'm not familiar with this. Apparently, Bianca has black hair and looks a little like a 40-year-old Kim Kardashian. Sadly, there aren't many photos, probably because it was being filmed for her upcoming reality show on E!
Oh, good. She has a reality show. That'll satisfy my itch for more
you
Mariah.
You think Nick Cannon hears this and he's like, oh, thank God I got out of that.
I think he's a nad, too. I think they were perfect for each other, and that's why they got together. So he's a stain as well. The UFC pulled Conor McGregor from UFC 200 on July 9th. For refusing to promote the fight. It's an interesting story here.
Uh-huh.
UFC President Dana Tough Guy White said Conor is training in Iceland and didn't want to fly to Vegas to film commercials for the pay-per-view. Conor's fight was supposed to be a rematch with Nate Diaz, really an amazing upset, who handed Conor his first loss at UFC 196 on March 5th. Conor is the UFC lightweight champion, but his fight with Diaz was a non-title fight. Dana said he's only pulled a fighter for refusing to promote a match one other time, and interesting enough, it was Nate's brother, Nick Diaz. Before the announcement was made yesterday, Conor tweeted, quote, "I have decided to retire young. Thanks for the cheese. Catch yous later." Nate tweeted after that, "I guess my work here is done. I'm retiring too." He was probably joking, but maybe it sounds like Connor's done. So
a
he's
couple
pretty
things,
good for the sport.
Just for some context. One, your sweeper between the stories are super loud, so if you turn it down just a little bit, that'd be awesome.
Okay, very good.
Two, Conor McGregor, he is the face of the UFC right now.
Okay.
And it really comes down to money, and he wants $10 million for this fight, allegedly. And $10 million in the grand scheme of things is nothing, but if it sets a precedent for how much he's actually going to be paid and then the future fighters are going to be paid, it could become an issue with the UFC. So
it would increase, and it could cripple the
industry. I think Dana White is saying and what he's doing is simply and laying down the law to say that no one's bigger than the UFC.
Okay.
Not one individual. Though for the dollars, it could be anyone, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's somebody outside of the ladies that actually makes me want to turn on a UFC event.
Yeah.
So we'll have to wait and see what happens. Michael Strahan is leaving Kelly Ripa to join Good Morning America. Did you know this?
Yeah, this seems like an odd choice for them. I don't know. He's okay on the Kelly Ripa show, but he pales next to her. I don't know why they think that that's what's going to save Good Morning America. I don't think he's that good on the air.
We'll find out.
We will.
Well, he's going to join Good Morning America as a full-time co-anchor in September. He'll continue hosting live. The guy's got a lot of gigs. There's no word on yet when his last day is. Rumor has it GMA offered him an 8-figure deal. He's been Kelly's co-host for 4 years, and in 2014 he started appearing on GMA twice a week. Michael said, quote, "My time with Kelly has been transformative, and my departure will be bittersweet." Kelly hasn't commented. It's interesting. It sounds like Kelly will try out guest co-hosts before naming a permanent replacement. That's what they did after Regis Philbin left, and it took 10 months. How about they get an old guy, a real old guy?
Oh, it would be great. How about you bet that Regis has already sent a tape and resume over?
They're going to get a Ken doll. They're going to get a Jeff Probst. They're going to get somebody
Her husband's name?
Oh, Mark Consuelos.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's where it'll happen. That's who they'll put
in. Well, first
there.
Of all, their ratings. Did their ratings decline after Regis? I don't even know. I didn't follow the show.
No,
I stopped watching when Regis left.
I know it went down by at least a couple because we didn't watch.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. But I don't think that they maintain. I don't think they increased their ratings with Regis gone.
I don't think they could have.
But Michael Strahan has, he has not on the NFL Today, GMA, live with Michael and Kelly.
Oh, and you know Incredible. What? He did red carpet for the Emmys this year, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's scary talented.
Very, very talented man.
A new study found the average person unlocks their iPhone 80 times a day. If you assume there's 15 hours between when you start using it in the morning and stop using it at night, that means you check your phone every 11 minutes and 15 seconds. And while we're dumping crazy phone obsession stats on you, another survey found that the average kid today will spend 6 years looking at a phone or tablet screen before they turn 18.
A third of their life?
That's a third of their life. Jeez. Think about that for a second. If you're a parent, do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
6 years?
Screen time,
stunning
Mike.
Fact.
Robert just hit 6 years last week, so he can put it down for 5 years now.
Yeah, scary.
He's done.
And now a little something-something. 23-year-old Antisha Smith of Las Vegas, Nevada, was pulled over in Moorhead, North Dakota last week because her license plate was registered to a different car. And that car was stolen.
Okay.
So the cops searched the car and found Antisha was smuggling some fascinating cargo. 108 Texas Instruments graphing calculators.
Oh, big movers.
If you made it to a decent level of high school math, you know what I'm talking about. She also had a tool that stores use to deactivate the alarm on things when you buy them. Antisha claims that she bought all the calculators and was planning to sell them in Vegas for a profit, but the cops didn't buy it. She was arrested on felony charges of receiving stolen property, possession of burglary tools, and bringing stolen goods into the state. She's obviously done this before, but this time, I guess, her number was up. We'll take a break, come back with the audio vault and Rob's P-Wag, and maybe one or two more of your phone calls on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Pony is going to quiz us on actual terms from the Urban Dictionary.
Pornocchio is your word, Rob.
Pornocchio. Oh, that's nose f***ing.
No, but I do like that.
I don't want to be pornocchio.
Yes, you may, Mike.
I am over here. Thank you. I know you wanted to give the real answer, but I'm over here.
I just said yes, you may, Mike.
Okay, thank you, but you weren't going to. Anyway, pornocchio is somebody who lies about surfing porn.
You are very, very close. Oh. It's someone who lies about their sexual escapades.
I'm going to say... point for Mike. And also, I like when Pony gets so worked up that he actually sounds like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
What?
Like, I was gonna throw it to you right away!
I hate this day so much.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. Have you ever wondered why the drugstore keeps their razors locked inside a plexiglass case? Think about it. It's because they're so overpriced that people are actually inclined to steal them. That is a fact. I want to tell you about Harry's. I've been using Harry's. I don't even know how long we've been doing it.
A little over a year.
Wow. Absolutely one of my favorite advertisers on the Mike O'Mara Show, because the razors in a drugstore cost too much. You know that. Harry's.com has it beat all the time. Every element of Harry's. Their shave gel that Rob and I adore.
The best.
Their blades, everything. German engineering, 5-blade cartridges. They're the best. No burn. 100% guaranteed. And a full refund if you're not happy. I keep a Harry's razor in my shower, and I keep one on my sink because sometimes I shave in both different places.
Oh, yeah.
That didn't sound quite
we
right.
We all know what you meant.
I meant that sometimes I shave in the shower, and sometimes I shave in the sink.
Fogless mirror. We've talked about
it. There's no middleman. Harry's blades are half the price of the leading brands, plus convenience. They're shipped straight to your door. No more unlocking the plexiglass case. Please try Harry's. The price point on Harry's will blow you out of the water. You'll love it. The starter set called the Truman is a great option. Mm-hmm. And an amazing deal, a razor moisturizing shave cream and 3 5-blade German engineered razors, just $15. You owe it to just try this. Plus,
yeah, do it.
Harry's will shave $5 off your first order with the promo code TMOS. That means your whole thing is 10 bucks. Go to harrys.com right now, H-A-R-R-Y-S.com, and make sure to use the promo code TMOS so they know who sent you. We're going to take our last phone call before we get the audio vault on with Rob. Let's go to him, Oscar. Take it away.
Perfect. Michael Mara, show you're on there.
Hi, this is Tom Engel.
Oh.
Hey. Is this the real Tom Engel?
This is the real Tom Engel.
Hey. Nice.
I remember you. I remember you from our Reno stage show. It was fantastic. I love the P1s calling us today.
I do too.
It's great. It's really, really terrific. How are things in Reno, Nevada?
You know what? I live in San Jose, but Reno's nice also.
Oh, wow. So did you drive all the way from San Jose when we did the Reno show?
We did.
Oh,
that's
you're fantastic.
So cool.
Hey, who is this again?
This is Tom Engel.
Okay.
Well, all right. That's it. That's a fitting end. Hey, Open Phone Wednesday, a resounding success. Want to thank you for calling in. We'll have that number handy for you. If you've got something that you want to talk about, you can call us anytime on the Mike O'Mara Show at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920. I'm sorry. Let me do that again. 888-920-6673. Now let's open up the audio vault for today. And I know, Rob, you want me to do that. And there we go.
Thank you.
God. Like I'm spinning 40 plates today.
I think is Todd coming in this week?
He's coming in tomorrow.
Good. We can talk to him about the Tesla wireless driver, in which they can actually, the Tesla car can drive itself, which is very cool, right?
Yes.
But
well, he did it. Todd actually.
Yeah, autonomous driving. Yes.
He posted a video where he actually drove to work. Hands free, correct?
Yes.
He handled it a lot better than this grandmother did.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they put an old lady in a Tesla and put it on, is it called autonomous driving?
Yes.
And this is her driving down the road and just not really trusting the Tesla technology.
Oh, this car is coming. Oh, this car is. Bill, this. Put me back for me control it. Oh, dear Jesus. I could never. Oh, where's it going? God damn, Bill. Oh, my God. Oh, this is so scary. Jesus, this is my first day out, and I'm about to die.
Oh, come on, relax.
Oh, my God, Bill. I couldn't do it. Oh, is the car coming? Oh, my God, you're going to hit us.
Hit the brakes.
There she is, Grandma Moore.
I love the, you hear these viral videos and you wonder, my first day out. You know, I'm kind of curious about my first day out. I wonder why it was her first day out. What, they sprung her from jail
first
or something?
First day out
like
driving.
That? Who knows? I don't know. You'll never know what the answer
Scary.
Is for that.
Also, this was great. Jimmy Kimmel actually did something very rare this week. He swung and he missed. They did the bit where they do a man on the street at the Coachella Music Festival.
Coachella.
Remember last year they
it's
asked.
Not Coachella.
I say it like Bugs Bunny. Is that wrong?
It's yes.
It's Coachella.
It's Coachella.
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 All right, very good.
Why do you say it like Coachella?
Why'd you say Coachella?
That's how they say it in Bugs Bunny cartoons.
Tribe.
Who remembers that?
What do you mean Bugs Bunny cartoon?
Like when they refer to it, I remember in a Bugs Bunny cartoon where he said Coachella.
Coachella.
Yeah.
I love the fashion. Anyway, go ahead.
But anyway, and who remembers it, Oscar? You're looking at him, and
all
you
right.
do 5 days
all
a week.
Right.
So the they asked questions about fake bands. You regret it. They asked questions about fake bands, and last year everyone pretended to know who the bands were. This
now the
year,
bit has gone wide enough where people
yeah,
know
they
it's
were,
coming.
They
right?
were totally all over it, and it was a failed bit. But he rescued himself last night when they went onto the street of Los Angeles and asked the people of Los Angeles, how was the voting experience in the New York primary? Now, instead of saying, well, we don't vote in a New York primary because we're in California, they wanted to pretend that they were good citizens and they voted. So here's the people of Los Angeles
so
lying.
So they didn't say New York primary,
Mike,
though, did they?
Listen to this.
Okay.
Oh, just right. listen. This is the Jimmy Kimmel Show last night.
The New York State primary here in L.A.
Yes.
How was your polling place this morning?
Yeah, busy. Yeah.
What were the lines like?
It's kind of long.
And did you take the Long Island Ferry to get there, or did you walk, or?
I took the ferry.
You took the ferry. How was it? Was it choppy out there?
Yeah.
Were there a lot of New Yorkers at the New York State primary today, or?
Yeah, there was, but it's okay.
How could you tell who was a New Yorker and who was a Californian at your polling place?
Because I find the S Californians are more friendly.
We do.
Was it difficult to get to your polling place on time?
We are. Do you know how screwed we are?
We're doomed.
I
mean,
we're doomed.
I listen to that. I seriously think we're complete. We all know how to BS.
Yeah.
But nobody. Oh, God, it's terrifying. I mean, and the fact is they don't know by BSing just how incredibly stupid they are. It's terrifying.
But they're scared to think that someone is going to think they didn't vote.
Right.
And exactly. So they're thinking they can cover their ass. When in fact, they did nothing wrong.
And because of the different time zones, obviously the 3-hour difference.
Yes. It's a lot of math that you have to do to get there.
Who did you go with to vote this morning?
I'm by myself.
No. Oh.
My friend's going later, so.
Oh, is your friend also a lie?
Yeah.
Is your friend also alive?
That is awesome.
All right, I got two more quick tapes I really want to get in before we go today. There was in Oklahoma City a rampage at an Arby's where a guy went in, and sometimes a police spokesman just says everything you need to hear in one brief statement.
You know what time it
went
is
over
on
the counter,
show,
right? Got back.
Yeah,
into
I do. We'll.
Are you aware of the fact that we're like approaching 10 minutes over?
Yeah.
I was curious.
You just got to get it in, Mike. He's got to get it in.
All right, go ahead.
I wrote it.
Well, no, I'm just curious.
I wrote it. I've got to read it.
I'm just curious. Go ahead.
We were already over. Yeah. So we're giving a little bonus content today.
And really, Mike, the only person, God bless you, Steve, you're going to have two discs.
Yeah, you're going to have
to
split today.
The only reason we stop hard and we stop tight is for that man, and we should, but today's a bonus day.
And we'll
I think the only reason is truly that I'm compulsive that way. But anyway, that's the way it goes. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara
Show.
Have
a great Wednesday, everybody.
And gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, send it to Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And we will do it on Thursday, which is tomorrow.
Yes.
Not to be confusing. Thank you for your phone calls. Call anytime, 888-920-MORE and 888-920-6673. Thanks, and we got to go. Bye-bye. Bye, everybody.
Ciao.
Bye-bye. So long.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.